Welcome back to Funtown, everybody. It's Sunday for us, and it's going to be Tuesday. Yep, Wednesday for you.
Off to a great start.
Yeah. We're recording a little early because I'll be gone on a trip to Alabama, so couldn't do it then because I don't know if what kind of internet I'll have, so I didn't want to chance it. The gang is all here. Jess is here. Jeff Oskey's here. Austin Real is here. Okay, I got my first sty on my eye.
What?
Oh, man. So I'm celebrating that this week. It's great because it's great timing. I'm about to go on camera for two straight days and, get a giant sty on my eye.
What is a sty exactly?
I don't know. I think it's bacteria that it gets infested in your eyelid and then comes to like a sore of some kind. Kind of like a pimple or something.
It's from people farting on your pillow.
No, pink eye.
It's like pink eye.
No, it's the same thing.
Because
I don't think I've had one. I thought they were usually stress-induced.
I think they can be for certain people that are prone to them, but I've never really had one before. And it started to come, and I was like, well, I've had them start to come on before where I can kind of feel it's sensitive under my, but I'm like, don't worry. They never surface. And then boom, right before I go to Alabama to shoot for two fucking days, here comes a nasty looking sty in my eye.
Oh, I was going to say, did you use someone else's eyeliner or mascara? Sometimes that can happen.
No, it's sharing. Probably just not from showering, but probably something like that. I'm sure. I don't know what caused that. I just woke up one morning and my whole eye was like crusted. And I was like, what the fuck is this about? So I go in, take a shower, hot rag. And I'm like, okay, yeah, looks okay now. And then next thing you know, 2 days later, sty. They suck.
There's nothing you can do about them.
It's gone. It's like already gone through its process and I busted it and all that. It's still there a little bit. So if you really get on me with a camera, obviously you can see, but hopefully by Tuesday, almost all gone.
Did you say you busted it? You pop styes.
They kind of do on their own, I think, but I kind of forced it because I was like, I need to hurry up the healing process. You're supposed to take a hot compress and keep on there, and it kind of brings it to a head. And it's pretty gross. It's pretty gross. Yeah. And I don't know what causes it or why in the fuck I got it. I wasn't sick or anything, obviously. So
whenever, like for the first 2 or 3 years of comedy, whenever I had like a big show, day before, I could feel this thing growing on the end of my nose, like in one of those deep rooted, like, oh, this pimple is going to be a shower and a grower. And every time, like the one time I had any TV, huge, huge, bright red zit right on the gut. And I could feel it festered like 3 days before. You're like, I can feel you putting your claws in. This is going to be a deep one. And like you start like washing it and probably overwash it and then irritate it more. And then, yep, every time, big red honking. And I'll be honest, like, especially for TV, thank God they had a makeup person. Oh, yeah. I used to go and steal my wife's like concealer and just like hit it real quick and then buff it out so that like it took some sheen off of the off of it. But every time, oh great, I'm gonna be under lights in front of 400 people tonight, and here is the biggest zit ever right on the end of my nose.
Maybe that's it. Maybe we can worry these things to happen. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm dead serious.
I hope nothing goes wrong. Yeah. I hope I don't get sick. You know, I hope nothing screws up my big night. And then your body's like, takes all that worry. And it's like, ooh, let me find a way to get out through your face.
Yep.
There it is.
We're going to have it leave all out through one pore.
Well, I just don't get why your body's doing that, because it just makes you stress even more and it's just harder on your body.
Because our bodies are stupid.
Because Mercury is in retrograde in the sign of Scorpio right now, which makes you overthink everything.
I love having Jess on my team for this.
And there's all these misunderstandings that happen, miscommunications. It's
You referenced this on social media the other day. Can you explain in detail? I think I have the basic concept of Mercury's in retrograde, but can you explain the full, every detail behind it.
Every detail.
What does it
detail.
Mean exactly?
Well, technically, yeah. Mars is also in retrograde right now.
What is retrograde? What is retrograde?
So when a planet is in retrograde, from our point of view of Earth, it appears to be going backwards in orbit from its usual little, you know, trail.
Okay.
But it's okay, guys. It's not just like freaking, it's doing its thing too. We all do our thing around the sun, you know, our orbit.
So are people like, well, it causes kind of uncharacteristic human behavior when this happens?
It's like solar winds. There are these vibrations or frequencies or whatever that gets to the Earth. And when it happens, things just kind of like get, your days might get messed up. I don't know. But Mercury itself controls, the best part is Mercury right now is in Scorpio, which is really just
Wait,
it started October
13th. Is it in Scorpio?
It is in the sign of Scorpio right now. It will leave Scorpio in about a week and a half or something like October 23rd. And then it'll be in Libra.
Is there a astrological clock in space?
Is there an astronomical possibility?
There definitely is an astronomical clock out there, but is there an astrological clock out there somehow?
Atomically speaking, Jess.
There's a big clock. What is it? The natal chart? Have you ever looked up your natal chart?
No.
Natal chart?
Yeah.
You have to get, it's not just like.
Is that like a birth chart?
Your birthday. And your sun sign, which I'm a Scorpio. That's your basic sun sign.
Wait, is there moon signs?
There are moon signs. Oh. It breaks it down based off where you were born. Like
what are the moon months?
It could be the same thing.
Moon. Oh, there's
yeah. Like, okay, hang on. So they just shuffle them up a little bit and say this is the moon. This has a charlatan's flavor to it. This
is intense.
It's all the same ones, just a different order. That's somebody who had to lie in a moment right there.
It's where was the moon? What sign was the moon in when you were born? Like the sun was in the Scorpio sign. So the moon had to be somewhere. Where was
right. You have two signs. You have your sun sign and your moon sign, right?
And then you have a planet, a ruling planet. And
the fact you're wearing a NASA shirt while you're talking this bullshit is like offensive on so many levels to NASA and to
neutral. This is the neutral stance stuff that's going to bring us down.
I will bring up, okay, so Mercury in retrograde, though, hear me out. You okay. Be the judge. You
I'm interested.
Tell me if things have been a little wonky. So it went into
dude, retrograde. I dated a girl who believed in fairies. I know all of this shit. I've awesome. Unfortunately was privy to it for 2 years of my life on a daily basis of
was she a Wiccan or whatever it's called?
Yeah. Well, no, she was just a witch. Like a straight out witch.
Okay.
Well, I just
she's
like
probably
to...
Wiccan too. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure she put a curse on me, but then she took it off, she said.
And things started to really happen.
Oh yeah. No, for real. Like she's like, I curse your dick and I hope it never works again. Oh. And then it didn't. It didn't work.
No.
She took it off and it worked again.
Does his mind ever matter?
Did she tell you?
Oh, yeah.
Before you tried to use it?
No.
So did you come to
like
her
later on? She goes, like, are you having any troubles? Because I put a fucking spell on you.
Somebody used magic on your penis, is what you said. Yes.
Were you texting her all the time? Like, you better turn my dick back on.
Dude. It's the third date. I really need to use this thing tonight.
Bet you start believing about the astrology stuff after that, didn't you?
So, well, I'm sure you own it, but she had one of these birthday books that you look up, like, your date and time that you're born, and it, like, tells you everything about you. I'm talking, like, two or three pages worth of shit about you. And surprisingly, it's pretty on a lot of the shit. Like, but... You look up any birthday, it's surprisingly on, you know, just for yourself. Like, it doesn't really matter what day. It's kind of written so it appeals to you no matter who, just as a human being.
Right. You can find something in there about yourself.
Yes. But then they have, the same people have the relationship book where you look up you and you look up someone else's birthday, and it tells you what kind of relationship you'll have. And surprisingly on. Like, if you looked up you and one of your ex-wives, it'd be like, Yep. Oh yeah, you guys are gonna have a tumultuous relationship, and it's only gonna be based on, you know, this, you know, whatever thing, and everything else is gonna go awry, and you're like, holy shit, they were dead right. Like, this is crazy.
I love this stuff, because there has to be, I mean, like just recently, I'm like, things have been weird and out of whack a little bit, and maybe the Mercury being in retrograde
was it since October 13th?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Mercury governs communication, commerce, and travel, so you can expect a bunch of misunderstandings between you and your family, your loved ones, work. Maybe you miss calls or texts, or, you know, you just mess up your schedule. So
see, I've been,
you might show up in Alabama a day early.
Are any of the planets worth nothing? Like, do any of them just govern nonsense?
I have no idea.
Probably is there one that if it's completely out of retrograde,
no one gives a shit?
The other thing that's not when it's in, what is it when it's not in retrograde?
Normal.
It's doing its thing. I think it's what they call it.
Now, what does orbiting. It mean when they say it's moved into like the fifth house? What does that mean?
Oh, I don't understand all this yet. Apparently, there's a bunch of houses. Like, maybe it's the signs. I don't understand all that. That's the natal chart crap. Like, it's too deep where I'm like, okay, I just know the 12 signs.
If I knew we were going to talk about this tonight, I could have had a special guest on who would have bored us all for an hour talking about this shit.
Is it your fun, though? I don't go too deep.
But I don't need her putting a curse on my dick.
I know.
Mars.
Don't even talk about my dick Mars. Around that woman. Insane.
Oh, okay. So lately, Mars is in retrograde right now, and I know nothing about this except when I was checking out Mercury. I was hell, we got two planets. This started September 9th, and it'll last to November 13th. And Mars is the planet of ego, motivation, aggression, and libido. Mm. And so when it retrogrades, things get turned upside down. Basically, all your motivation's gone, your sex drive is gone, and you may start to behave weirdly.
At least with my ex, I knew I was going to get a blowjob when she was done talking about this stuff. Like, this is the worst.
I mean,
I'm so sorry, Jess. That was so mean. She's got a witch's hat on. Oh my God.
I curse your elbow. You're going to have pain tonight. Maybe tomorrow when you wake up.
Oh, my. Are you sure not my knee?
Or that, whatever. I was cursing a joint. I'm not a Wiccan, witch, whatever. I am a Scorpio, though, and man, hell hath no fury, like pissing off a Scorpio.
Oh, yeah. Now, witch. Jeff, did you know she was a witch before you started dating her? Because that seems like something I would avoid once I got
there. I don't know. What girl hasn't been a witch at some point in her life?
I know.
You know, like, if...
I know, right? They all get spooky a little bit on
I
you.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. I don't even look down on it. Obviously, I dated it. Like, I didn't, it wasn't enough to shoo me away.
But like during the you know, like the first date conversation, if she's like, a little bit about me. I have the ability to put spells and or curses on people. I'm like, yeah, I'm out right now. Oh, my friend's car. Oh, I got an emergency. I got to go. And I'm bold.
You're calling
up the back of the Applebee's.
I am what you, what most people would call insecure. And therefore, I will just put up with anything to be with whoever. Like, oh, me and my friends murdered somebody one time. Oh, okay. Well, at least you don't still do that. Let's still go out. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care what they've done. Like, I'll be like, oh, okay. So I got to listen to some witch talk for a little while. Cool. Whatever. No, the thing I've learned throughout the years is like, I had a girl who's like, oh, I go, why'd you guys break up? And she goes, oh, I punched him in the face. And I go, oh, well, you would never do that with me. And then surprisingly, spoiler alert, I got punched in the face. Like this witch on our first date told me that she kicked in her ex-boyfriend's window. And I was like, oh, that's not a good sign. And she's like, I would never do that again. Fast forward to a year and a half, she's punching a hole through my window. Nice. Like there was a lot of foreshadowing in my life that I just kind of was like, it's going to get me some. I'll deal with it later in the future. I'll deal with that when it comes. Jeff,
did she ever use magic when you were together?
Not around me. She knew I didn't like that shit. Like, uh-huh. She would be like, oh, I'm going to do a spell. And I'm like, well, then I'm going to fuck home. Because I don't want to be a part of this. Like, I don't want to see it.
You're about to kill a chicken and drop blood through a pentagram. Well,
yeah, was it that I'm type leaving. Of thing?
Like a lot of candles? She supposedly practiced, like, white magic. But I think all that shit changed when...
Yeah,
a woman of scorn turns to black magic. Mm-hmm. Really quick.
And say shutting a dick down doesn't sound like white magic. That is dark magic. Right
but
there.
She is just crazy enough that she would just be like, "Hey, I did that just to like say that, just to try to get in my head." So who knows mm-hmm. if she really did the spell or not, yeah. but.
It worked either way.
It shut me down for a couple of days. Just like, what the hell is going on?
I can't get my dick to work.
It's not happening.
That's crazy.
But
that's crazy. I and what's weird is like, at least ever since I've known you, you've always only been with very attractive women. So it's not like you have trouble finding women.
They're all attractive. They're just crazy as shit. Like, there's attractive doesn't mean not crazy ever. Like, that doesn't mean anything.
I think you'll find they're actually hand in hand quite often.
Yeah. Jess?
Yeah, that's fair. You can usually tell in the eyes, though. It is legit.
Yeah.
Especially if you got clumpy mascara with it. It's
those tarantula legs going. I have spiders in my eyes, Jeff. Yeah. Do you want to hear what your natal sign is?
Sure.
Jess, well, on the flip side, like, do you have any crazy, like, even if it was just like a one-time date, like nightmare?
Like he revealed story? He was a warlock while you guys were out on your date.
Yeah.
Nothing here.
Really?
Pretty you just standard. Been
lucky, huh?
Yeah.
Just normal dudes.
Well, there's been a crazy psycho, but
that. Oh, okay. Yeah. He was like a stalker dude, right? Yeah, I've had some.
Austin
like,
just goes, oh.
In my Bumble Tinder days, I had a few. I remember one girl told me how that she was recently in jail. She had been in jail for a year and a half. And it was originally she was charged with trying to kill her ex-boyfriend, like attempted murder, got reduced to like aggravated battery or something.
So this went through the system. There was a reduction.
Oh
yeah,
so
there's some kind of plea agreement was made, charges were reduced. And I was like, okay, well, you have a nice life.
Hearing that gave me a partial chub. I would have been so into that chick. I would have taken her home that night. Like,
yeah. Yeah. and didn't look the part either. Although when she started, I mean, like, when we met, sat down to have dinner.
Oh, wait. Did you know this before you met up?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was strictly it was either Bumble or Tinder one and met at, you know, for dinner and drinks.
Yeah,
and
then, did she know you were a cop?
No.
Okay.
Just thought I was a comedian.
Great.
You know, or an entertainer, whatever it said in my profile. And when I sat down, I was like, she's a little rough around the edges. She, you know, that doesn't match, you know, what you see in the photos or even in person. And then the more she talked, I was like, ooh, something's up. And then for some reason thought this was it. But hey, kudos to her for even bringing it up on the first. She could have hidden that information for a very long time and let me find it out on my own. But yeah, so I was appreciative of that. But I was like, yeah, no, I don't think so.
Whoa.
I don't think we're going to get in this mess at all. And, you know, I think that was Tinder. And that was the last time I used Tinder, as a matter of fact. I never had any luck on there. It was always something crazy or like scam accounts trying to get you to go to their paid site.
What?
Yeah.
See, I never have used Tinder.
Neither do I. It's terrible for dudes. I think it's all girls say it's awesome for them, but like for dudes, you got it. Like at least back in the day, maybe it's changed now. This is a while back, but like for every 10, like 8 after like a day of conversation, try to, oh, but if you go here, like I can give you some photos and stuff, and it's some paid site deal. And you're like, oh, you're also an entertainer, but yeah, of a different sort.
Now, I did.
Like OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I did plenty of fish.
Yeah. How was that?
Good. I met a couple. I probably went out on 10 dates with 10 different ladies over like a 2-year period.
Scoundrel.
Most of them just first dates.
Right.
Like, oh, and
did you go to 10 different restaurants as well?
Pretty much, dude. It was expensive to fucking like I love going out to eat, but I should have done coffee and donuts or something. Right. I don't know. Like, met for tea or high tea or something. 'Cause that shit got. I had one that she showed up and she was my age, supposedly, but I swear to God, she was my mom's age, and she was dressed like my mom. Like she was in like culottes and like a blouse and flip flops. And she was a huge Jimmy Buffett fan. And she and she had two daughters who were like 24 and 25. And about halfway through the meal, she showed me their pictures. And I was like, oh, that's who I should be out with right now. Oh, my God. Your daughters are hot. But you, my God, you're old as shit. And she at one point. Oh, that was a great thing. So they bring a bottle of wine. She wants a bottle of wine. Cool, whatever. We're at like a Greek restaurant. I bring a bottle of wine. They open the bottle of the wine. She tastes it. She doesn't like it. Okay, well, let's try something else. They bring out a second bottle of wine, uncork it. She tastes it, does not like it either.
Oh my God, they have samplers.
Come what to find she out, she doesn't like red wine. So they end up bringing her a Chardonnay that she ends up loving after they had. So this is, we hadn't even ordered food yet. This is how the date started. Was she had sent back, I don't care how much I hate the wine, I'm keeping that shit. Like it's like $22 a bottle. It's at a Greek restaurant. Like just choke it down and drink water. Like, don't send it back, you asshole. I've never sent back a bottle of wine in my entire life, ever. I have now just sent back two. And I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. I want to be like, I'm not with her. Like, this is just a shitty date I got stuck on.
It's Jeff, plenty of fish deal.
Think of the man you'd be today if you would have rode that through. You would have been sending back bottles of wine left and right. You would have been taking the world by the horns, my friend.
Yeah.
So she then orders like Greece around the world, which is like a $25 meal, like the most expensive thing at the Greek restaurant.
This is the sampler that's supposed to be for like a whole party.
That would explain a little. Oh, guess what? Come to find out, not only doesn't she like red wine, she doesn't fucking like Greek food. Oh, my God. What's this thing with the leaf? Ugh. I keep getting leaf in my mouth. Yeah, that's a grape leaf, you dumb. Ugh. But luckily, I'm only paying $28 for you to find out you fucking hate grape leaves and Greek food. Oh, sweet, you hillbilly. You fucking hillbilly. Like, Oh my God. She took one bite of everything and, like, just pushed her plate forward. Like, done. Like a 5-year-old just like, nope, done eating here. Don't likey. Ew. Not good.
Oh, what an idiot.
She's just trying to be fancy.
Yeah. At one point, she was crying at the table loudly, to the point other tables are looking at me like I had made her cry when she was just talking about her ex-husband leaving her for a secretary and ended up bawling at the table. But everyone's now turned and they're like, oh, Mr. I don't like my wine fucking now has made this woman cry twice. Like,
I went on a date one time with it was and it started out as like a dare. I was with a bunch of guys in the undercover unit, and we used to go to lunch at this one Hooters on the west side of Indianapolis. And,
of course you did.
So we're in there.
There's nowhere else to eat, Jeff. Right. Come on now. Yeah. John, go ahead with your
story. They have big tables.
Ain't going to walk in with the undercover crew to fucking, you know, like Red Robin. You got to go to.
John, I just got to ask before you get deeper into this. Have you worn a bulletproof vest into a Hooters before?
I have not. So we're in there, and at the time, I had broken my hand, and this really attractive, you know, waitress is waiting on us, and she's a lot of fun. And she, at one point, all the guys, I was single, you know, so all the guys, they were all married and stuff, and they were like, dude, you should ask her out. And I was like, oh, I have this thing, like Hooters waitresses are in my head. This is back when Hooters was still pretty popular. And I'm like, I'm just, you know, like I always wanted to date a Hooters waitress and it's in my head. And I just don't want to mess up that fantasy, you know, whatever. And they were like,
people too.
Right. Well, yeah. And they were like, you will, they said, well, she's a little out of your league anyway. And I was like, oh, now you guys are challenging me. And I go, so I was like, all right, how much if I can get her phone number and end up taking her out? So they lay down these bets or whatever. They're like, well, first of all, we'll buy your meal. And I'm like, okay, cool. So by the end of it, I got her to sign my cast and put her phone number on it. And so
nice.
And then afterward I was like, that was really stupid because that's permanent and I have this girl's phone number on my cast, but I end up taping over it. But I have her number now. I ask her out when we were going on a date and I go to her place to pick her up, and it's kind of, to be honest, it was kind of a rough part of town, but I'm like, I'm not gonna judge. Maybe she's being fiscally responsible, you know. She said she was a single mom and all this stuff. And then I knock on the door. She yells from a back bedroom. She's like, come on in. I'm getting out of the shower. And I'm like, okay. So I walk in and the place is in shambles, like weirdly in shambles. Her kitchen cabinets are all open and those like hardly anything in them, but everything's on the counter. And her love seat in the living room is turned upside down, like legs up. And I'm like, this is so weird. So I just kind of sit down on the couch and I'm just waiting on her to come out. And she comes out of the shower and she's looking all great and everything. And she's like, okay, you ready to go? And I'm like, yeah. In my head, I'm like, are you not going to address the love seat being upside down? Like, what? Like, this place looks like it's been hit by a search warrant, you know? And she's like, well, let's go, you know? So we go, we have a great time. We play pool and drink some beers, get something to eat. And then we come back to her place and we're sitting there and talking. And finally it's in my head. I'm like, why is she not addressing the? I'm right here. And obviously something's. So I was like, hey, I don't mean to be like forward or anything or to upset you, but like, have you been working on your love seat? Like your love seat's upside down. And she goes, no. And I go, what? Like, kind of your place looks like it's been hit by a search warrant. She goes, yeah, it was this morning. And I was like, what? Like, she goes, yeah, it has something to do with my ex-boyfriend, whatever. They thought I had some stuff that belonged to him, and they hit my house with a search warrant. And I was like, I have to get the fuck out of here. Like, this place is probably under surveillance right now. I'm in my undercover truck. Like, I fucking haul balls out of there, and it's never – it ruined. And I was right. I ruined my whole Hooters fantasy after that. I'm like, it's not what I thought it was.
I have been in – and – put up with just being in a filth hole to like try to get some. Like just being at a chick's place and you're like, oh my God, you've never cleaned ever. All right, I guess we can throw down a blanket. Fuck it. Like there's only so much trash on the floor. I got, dude, I met a girl at the Vogue one night and she was from Fort Wayne, which should have tipped me off. So I get her number. We dance all night. I get her number. We talk. He goes, hey, you should come up and visit me. I'm like, of course, you're gorgeous. I'll come up and visit you. And she goes, hey, bring some weed. I'm like, of course, I'll bring some weed, whatever you want. So I get the address and I pull up in front of this gigantic, like, gorgeous house. And I'm like, is this the right fucking address? Like, this is odd. Like, I didn't even know they had houses this nice in like Fort Wayne. It's like an old time, like built in the 1800s type house. Uh-huh. And I go knock on the door. And the lady answers, I'm like, is Bree here? And she goes, oh, no, she lives, you got to go around back. They live up in the attic. And so I go around back and it's like a bunch of metal stairs going back and forth up the back of this house to this attic. And this old woman answers and she goes, oh, hey, you hear Bree's in shower. Come on in. And I come in and it's her. She's in like a house coat. There's another super old lady in her house coat. There's.
Am I interrupting your gin party?
There's a third woman in her late 40s, just like over in the corner doing a puzzle.
Like some weird Grey Garden shit going on.
And then, no, the best part is 8-year-old African American boy.
Uh-huh.
Have no idea where he. So. Bree comes out and her mom goes, did you bring that weed? And I go, yeah. And she goes, well, get it out. And this, I was like 21. Like I had never had someone's parents like smoke weed with me before, you know, like to me, I was like keeping it on the down low, like not letting parents know. So they break out this bong and we sit on this big L-shaped couch with the 8-year-old and they proceed to smoke pot with the 8-year-old.
Oh my God.
On the couch of this. Oh yeah, this 8-year-old is taking bong rips like a champion.
Weed with an 8-year-old.
Hey, he was sitting in between the two old women. I did not hand it to him. I am against this.
Smoked weed with an 8-year-old.
You provided him drugs.
I did, and I feel. Like,
Benjamin
horrible.
Button thing where he, you know,
dude,
he was really
and like, this kid had a mouth on him, like a mouth on him, like, you know, go fuck yourself, like hand me that shit, like that kind of mouth. And the whole time I'm like, how low of self-esteem do you have that you are in an attic in Fort Wayne smoking weed with an 8-year-old trying to get a piece of pussy? Like, really, this is where you're at, dude. Like, this is where you're at in life. So long story short, 2 weeks goes by. I get a call from her. She apparently had smoked crack up on the roof and fell off. And she was in the hospital in Fort Wayne. And her mom wanted me to come visit her. I was like, I only knew that bitch for like 3 hours. No, I'm not.
Like, she didn't say come up, visit her, and bring some weed while you're at it.
Oh, no. That's exactly what she wanted.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Yeah, you can stay with us. No. I'm done. I am done.
That's how the 8-year-old ended up there. Here.
I still don't know whose 8-year-old it was. I still don't know how he got in this white trash apartment. I don't know any of the story, but it was one of the low points of my life.
Like the one lady called her old lady friends and for some reason also called an 8-year-old African-American child and said, hey, I got some weed coming. You want to come over? You know, like what kind of network are they running here? And by the way, what are these rich people that have the big nice house doing that they
have to rent out their attic? Like how badly are they playing their cards?
Smells like marijuana in the master bedroom again.
It might have been the housekeepers.
I don't know.
The housekeeper's quarters and she's a partier. Maybe that explains it.
I don't know, but that was the creepiest, like,
that's a
just like,
story.
Oh, dude, you just all in the pursuit of trying to touch a boob.
Just like, be just, lucky you were never a young man because where we make such horrible decisions based on trying to get laid. That
it's fun to hear, but I don't have any crazy stories like this.
You have a regular brain. You're a female. That's why.
I was in Iowa outside a comedy club that shall remain nameless, but this couple came up, the man and the woman, they're with a woman, and she's kind of hot, and they're like, hey, you want to get high? And I was like, yeah, let's do this. So we get in their car. The woman, the married woman, like 8 months pregnant, they pull out a water bong in the car. How you have a water bong in your Honda, I have no idea. And just start hotboxing with an 8 month pregnant lady. Oh, yeah.
No.
That's where comedy brings me. I'm like, I'm good. I'm going to go ahead and get out of the car now. No, let's wait till we finish up. No, I'm getting the fuck out of the car. I'm not getting high with an 8 month pregnant lady. I do have 8-year-old kids all day long. 8 month pregnant ladies, nope. I don't believe in getting them high until they're out of the womb.
And told me to pass the ball.
Oh my God.
That is a wild. You have some wild stories, dude. You have lived.
It's just.
You write a book.
It's all in pursuit of seriously, like, oh, this girl might like me. Oh, hey, you want to go rob a bank? Sure. Oh, will you let me see your boobs? Yeah, I'll go do it. I'm such an insecure little prick. I am.
Like a teen movie.
It's all over the place. Like, honestly, had I gotten involved with the wrong woman, I probably would have been a bankrupt. Like, whatever, you know, if I was into a woman and I was, when I was younger, any woman who paid me any a bit of attention, I would have, hey, you should go rob that for me. Oh, this is a horrible idea. It really turned me on. Okay, I'll go rob that for you. Like, I would have done anything. I was so pathetic. Now I won't even like make my girlfriend dinner to try to get some. Like, I'm just kidding. I totally will. But I'm not robbing the bank for her. Like, I'm not doing that. I'll do the dishes, but that's about it. Jesus
Christ. What a predicament. Oh my God. And the fact that that's just a testament to the young male brain that, yeah, of course I'm going to stay for the rest of this. Because at the end, I might get to sleep with someone.
What's the farthest you've driven to try to get some?
Oh, you don't even want to know. Fuck.
Yeah, me. I do now. I definitely want.
14 hours. Yeah. That's how dumb we are, Jeff.
I thought my 4 hours was bad.
Oh, my
14
gosh.
14 hours.
Tell it.
Drove from Longview, Texas, back to Indiana, back home to Indiana to have sex. 14 hours and not even like stayed a day, had to get back, you know, for school, for college. Just horrible.
Wow.
She could even meet you halfway or like a fourth of the way.
No, girls don't have to.
She has a normal brain. She knows I don't. She knows
I'll girls drive. Don't have to meet you halfway because you'll drive the whole way.
I'm people pleasing. No, I feel guilty. I feel terrible. I'm like, oh, I feel bad. I should probably meet you halfway.
You don't have to guess.
If girls knew how easy it was, maybe I didn't know. Like, we worry. At least I did. Like, everything has to be perfect. I would never send food back. That's extremely rude. I couldn't imagine doing that with Donnie. Like, I don't like this pasta I ordered.
Jess, that's sweet to hear, but most of them know. I'll say most of them know.
You need to talk to your fellow.
Yeah, you need to find out. They know.
I've stenciled a woman's entire bedroom and bathroom to have her have me leave so another dude can come over and bang her when I was done.
Like, I mean, you gotta recognize the friend zone. She was leading you on hardcore, like doing the touch of the arm.
Well, she was talking to me, so in my mind, she liked me. I mean, dude, if you knew what you could get dudes to do, Jess,
yes, as a woman, you have so much power. I mean,
time is gone.
You've chosen to be very responsible with it,
and we appreciate it.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a jip. I could have done a lot more.
Oh, you could have. Oh,
without having to actually do anything, apparently.
Oh, yeah. No, you didn't have to put out or anything.
No.
Just alluded to it.
Yeah. Just be friendly.
Oh yeah. Like sleep in the same bed with him, but wear shorts and a t-shirt. And then like, if he puts his hand on your waist, you go, ugh, and kind of turn like, but I'm going to lay next to you all night. I'm just not going to let you touch me. So you get no sleep whatsoever all night. You do stuff like that. And you're like, well, she must like me a lot if she feels comfortable enough to snore next to me while I sit here with this boner that's not going anywhere.
I'm trying to think the worst thing I could have done. The worst thing I could have, it wasn't even bad because we're practically friends in college and someone helped me with my homework because it was way past what I even knew. This class was too hard. I don't know why I was taking it, but he helped me with the homework and I let him lean closer to me. He didn't touch me, but like he just leaned closer and I just was like, okay, I won't like lean away as he's trying to look at the screen.
Right.
And I think he might have thought,
sure he did. Like, listen, this is the way the guys work. Just the fact that he offered to even help you, means he was hoping that something would have happened.
And nothing ever happened. Not even like a high five.
The hope's all we need. The hope's all we'll put in a lot of work and do a lot of things we don't want to do. Just if there's just a little glimmer of hope.
Like the next night went like this. So how'd it go with Jess last night? Well, let's put it this way. Like, I leaned in to look at the screen. She did not lean away.
Oh, dude, whoa. You got a chance. You are in there, buddy. Whoa. Like, you do have a chance.
Do you know how guilty means... I felt like I was leading him on? I was like, God, I hope he doesn't think I'm like... I was just trying to be nice and not like, yeah.
Nope.
Dude, right. Like a group of dork dudes will convince a guy that the smallest little thing, they have a chance. Oh, wait, she stepped on your toe. Now, directly or indirectly?
Yeah.
Like, it hurt. Well, then she was trying to do it. She likes you.
Nailed it here. It's a group of them that's a fucking problem. One of them will kind of come to his senses and realize, I'm an idiot, but a group will encourage it, and that's where it gets dark. Yeah.
Yeah, because they, too, want to feel like they have a chance with a woman at some point in their lives, so they are looking for their champion in you, like the king of the dorks. Go and get that kiss. And
it's so true. So true.
So you're telling me she didn't lean away? No. Well then, dude, I mean, I'm not saying you're in, but I'm saying you are out. Like, you're
like, why can't girls just be friends with guys and that's okay?
Well, that only happens in their 40s. Like, it's too...
Yeah.
In your teens, it's just too horny. Like, you can't be friends. Like, you can try to be, but...
Yeah, and I think the... I used to have a bit about this on stage where I call it situational friendships. And usually the situation is one of you does not want to sleep with the other, but the other incredibly wants to sleep with the other one. And it's usually true, but there are some friendships, I think, that form, but usually it's because... of something external brings you together, like you work together or whatever, and you just become friends that way. Never with the guy brain is the guy set out to just make friends with a girl. I don't care what anybody says. That's never the initial goal. Like, you don't go around thinking, oh, I wish I had more friends that are girls. You know, it just doesn't happen usually. There are exceptions, but usually. And I feel comfortable that I'm speaking for the masses here, whether they like it or not. But then it is great when it does happen and you do have just a strict friendship, because I feel like you get closer to them than you do your guy friends a lot of times, you know?
Yeah, I just grew up a tomboy with like boys, basically, with my brother and then boy across the road. And I always played sports, so it was easier to get along with guys. And most girls just suck. Just so conniving.
Girls get catty.
They say one thing, but they say another thing to somebody else. I don't lie. I might talk about someone, but what I say is true.
That's not catty.
Yeah, I'm talking shit while they're not around, but it's not a fucking lie.
I was like, oh, so-and-so said she, or so-and-so said that she was, I'll use the Mean Girls movie, like, she said she was sick and she couldn't go out, but then she ended up going out with so-and-so. So that sucks for me.
Oh, yeah. You know,
it's usually like that.
Yeah. I was always good friends with the girls in quotation marks in the office, you know, like, and it would be incredible to me because they all seemed like such good friends. But then when you would be talking to them one-on-one, each one would get their little jabs in on the other one. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, to complain or whatever. And like that usually doesn't happen with dudes. Like dudes usually just, you either get along or we just adamantly hate each other. You know, there's no pretending.
Like if I'm telling Todd, Mark, that I fucking hate Mark, Mark already knows I fucking hate him. Right, like there's like it's not like, are you kidding me? He doesn't care for me? No, Mark fucking knew I didn't like him before I started talking shit about him. Like,
Yeah. Do you find that as a girl dynamic, like a lot of times at work situations and whatnot?
There's not many girls where I work. I'm trying to think of back where when I used to work in an office setting. I think the one I didn't like, she knew I didn't really care for. And I wouldn't like laugh at her stupid jokes and she just cackled. I'm like, no. But I didn't have to say, I don't like you. I just clearly wouldn't pretend to like
stay
her.
Away. Yeah.
So she's like, oh, what are you talking about? Like, nothing. Like, you're not invited to my party.
I worked in offices where I was the only guy in a lot of the office settings where I worked, and I fucking loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was great. Like, I'd much rather, plus, I would much rather hang out with women than dudes any day, nine times out of ten.
It's a blast.
But I was the opposite of you. Like, I had a ton of female friends growing up. Like, all my best friends were female. I think mostly because they thought I was gay. And they're just like, oh, I have nothing to worry about with fucking Asuke. Like, and but I ended up getting a bunch of great friendships out of it. And my best two of my best friends are female. Just always been good friends.
Two of my best friends are female, and I have more fun than we have girls day, we call it.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We go out and we do brunch and we drink a Sunday, and we have a blast because I like how they handle the world way better. I don't know why. They're more brutally honest. And you know what I mean? Is that what you figure out, Jeff? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just, and they'll talk about, I don't know, I wonder why I thought I was gay. They'll talk about their feelings more, and I just enjoy, you know, being able to open up and just, you know, share my feelings without, you know, Austin looking at me like I'm a big sissy.
I love your feelings, Jeff.
I know. You're a bad example. Like, you aren't your average bro.
I feel like
no matter what that mustache says,
or that guy, the one's like, whatever, you know, go cook, stop talking. No one cares what you think. Like, you guys aren't that way.
No. I mostly like because they call me out on my bullshit and always have. Yeah. We used to war about it, but they didn't give a fuck. They would not let me get by. When my head got too big when I worked for Pat McAfee, they fucking let me know. Like, hey, if you're going to go out with us, take your fucking merchandise off. Because I'd be like, I'm head to toe, you know? And I'm like, oh, all right, you guys are probably right, you know? And I love that. I loved it, you know? At first, that we would war over, but then I'm like, you know what? You guys are keeping me in check. That's cool. Love it.
I love it. Yeah. Do you have guy friends, Jess?
Basically, the guys I work with, but none outside of that.
Yeah.
Basically, you guys.
I don't have any friends anymore except the ones I work with.
Well, you and Donnie have such an awesome relationship. You guys have like relationship friends, right?
We do. We've got
which is cool.
A couple friends, except everyone like has kids, so then they're like, oh, we can't come into play because we have kids, we're grown-ups. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever,
dude. You want to know what you could do? You could rent two of my kids and then bring them to your friends with kids house. They can all play together. You guys play cards, kids go in the basement and play their little shit, and then $50 a kid an hour, I will rent them out to you for the night, so you can go do a couple stuff.
It is fair.
And they'll even wear those little shoe cover things like when carpet cleaners come into your house.
Although you want a young, cute toddler baby, Austin, $300 an hour for his.
Yeah, I do have to charge a premium for it.
Although I've got another baby kid that could hang out with your baby, Austin.
Okay, so mine bites and pulls hair. Yeah, he's a little aggressive right now, and if that baby gives off any weakness, he's gonna move on him.
This baby is in the like 99th percentile. Like he's a Viking, which I kind of like because then I can actually handle him. But he's stronger than me.
he's got soft eyes, it's not going to work out.
What? Where does this come from, Austin?
I don't know where it comes from. He is an apex predator in the baby world right now. It's kind of crazy, but
yeah,
it's okay. He just, he notices when a kid can be pushed out of the way for something that he wants, and he does right. it. So
did so you got him that heavy bag and he's been working on that?
We have the... and we went to a different jiu-jitsu coach. I didn't think his first one was working out.
I like that.
My we're son... gonna have him at state this year.
Two and under.
Yeah.
My son was so social when he was little that he actually fixed the relationship that I had with my at time wife's ex-husband. We did not get along. He did not like me. He still wanted to be with her, and he was a big scary dude, but I wouldn't back down. So we would go to war over the phone. Like if I had to like halfway discipline one of his children or something, he would flip shit on me. We were not getting along. And then one day, she used to, when she would leave with her kids to take them to school, a lot of times she would have to stop at his house because they had things there. They were always forgetting, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, and, like and, his penis that yeah. had to go in her mouth.
And he would fix breakfast, right?
Of course. So one time, that's what you do after right. a girl blows you. You hey, make Diane, her breakfast.
The kids are making breakfast. You want to come over?
Right. Here, let's step in the master bathroom. Bath real quick while the kids are cooking eggs.
Our old bedroom.
So one time she has to take Bailey. I got called out for work, and so I was like, oh, now I'm fucked, you know. And she goes, well, I can take him to school, but we've got to stop by Ricky's first. And I was like, okay, no problem. So he goes with them, and he had never met my kid before, you know. He doesn't like me. He doesn't like anything to do with that part of her life or whatever. And my son immediately, as soon as he gets in there, he just runs, jumps up on the bar stool on his counter, and he goes, what are we having for breakfast, Ricky? And Ricky fell in love with my kid. He's like, he ended up calling me. He goes, all right, listen, man, your kid's pretty awesome. And I was like, what? He goes, I know we got our differences or whatever. He goes, but that kid's pretty great. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. And then we got to be friends after that. So
nice.
Yeah. He knew, like, no strangers.
Were you a cop at this point?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why does any guy ever think he's going to win that? Like, let me get on the phone and talk shit to this cop. I'm sure this will go well.
I don't know. I never pulled the card. I had to man up, and I'm like, all right, man, if you want to come over, let's just take it to the yard. You know, see what you're a big boy, but let's see what happens. And he'd be like, he never did, but probably because he's like, oh yeah, I'll get arrested.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't lie about it. I'd be like, yes, we're going to get into a fight. And if I'm winning, fine. If I start to lose, I'm going to pull out my gun and I'm going to arrest you.
I'm going to chase the fuck out of you.
I'm a cop. What do you expect?
Yeah, but how much fun would that be, though? You could like talk shit to a cop every day on the phone and he really couldn't do shit about it. He kind of just has to listen.
Yeah. And I kind of like, I got it because Bailey's mom was with somebody else and I didn't like it either for a long time. So, you know, I tried to understand. I'm like, I'm just going to take this over the phone. No problem. I'll bury it. It's all right.
Dude, when I find Elijah's mom's with someone else, I send the guy a fucking bouquet of flowers and a fucking 12 pack of Slim Jims. I'm like, thank you. Like, make her happy and get her off my ass for a fucking month or two. I love it.
I wonder if COVID, though, is hurting the socialization of kids at that important age. Like Austin, like your kid's what, two?
Sorry,
yeah, two. So there's a lot, you know, it's been what, since February before he's really been able to intermingle with other kids. It is like slowing down where normally he would be around little kids all the time, right?
Yeah, he does. Okay. There's a handful of kids he's around.
Yeah.
But like I said, the hair pulling and the biting. So yeah, I think we're seeing a little bit of that.
Uh-huh.
He had to have picked it up from somebody. Like he must have.
Dude,
not necessarily you, little but like, maybe another kid.
Little kids are scoundrels. They all do it to each other.
I am having the same biting problem with my golden doodle.
That's weird.
I'm just being an asshole.
Does your golden doodle go to a Montessori school too?
Is this your way of smack talking before the weigh-in?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah, did we iron see, out this all is the rules? Great.
I'm gonna win this. Jeff couldn't even remember it for a week.
Wait, are we starting today?
Yeah, we're starting from the weigh-in.
Do we have a scale? Do you have a scale with you, Austin?
What do you mean, do we have a scale? I have a scale.
Do you have a scale with you down where you're at? Do you can you weigh yourself within a minute?
And get down to boxers and a t-shirt.
Okay, get yourself weigh-in ready.
Jesus, Jess.
That's what we discussed last week.
Yeah.
I am just going over the rules.
This is what we need you to do, Austin. We need you to get down to weigh-in ready, weigh yourself, and you need to snap a photo of the weight and then show it on the screen, and then we'll have Oske do the same thing.
Okay,
how close is your scale, Oske?
I don't even know if I have a scale. I was just gonna use my fish scale and like hook it to my lip and hang it from the ceiling of the garage.
Like, I would totally invest in a scale because I like those fancy ones, the Bluetooth crappy ones, like the Fitbit ones or something, and then just everyone come to the parking lot and weigh in. In your t-shirt and boxers.
I have one. I have a digital scale because I get kind of obsessed with, like, I have to weigh myself like twice a day. And every now and then at night, in the middle of the night, like two different times, it'll go off as if someone has stepped on it. And
oh my God.
Now I'm starting to, like, oh, there's a fucking ghost that's also
that would obsessed flip with me weighing the fuck himself. Out.
Yeah. Female ghost too, because he's insecure about the weight.
Yeah, then you hear the toilet flush like 2 minutes later.
Okay, I'm gonna do this here.
Okay,
me.
God damn it! This is Austin's initial weigh-in.
Right.
I don't even know what I did with my phone.
He's in his boxers.
Oh my gosh! Look at that. That's more. That's less than boxers.
I love it. Does anybody want to guess? As a panel, why he weighs before? Didn't he say he's usually 217?
I want to see him stand up and like turn.
Maybe 222 because he knows what's coming.
I'm gonna say 212.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I like 222. What Jess says. I think he purposely probably put a little weight on.
I saw those ice cream tubs.
Yeah, we saw the gallons.
Hold on, I gotta go find a scale. I'll be back.
Go find a scale.
Weed scale doesn't count.
Yeah, we're not weighing you in kilograms.
My phone's doing like an exposure thing and it won't capture it.
Oh, yeah?
This also seems like something I would say. Oh, something I can't show you my
going
weight.
On here. It doesn't.
Yeah.
We'll.
Here we go. I got it.
Okay. All right. Now, Austin, before you give us this, did you purposely try to put on, pack a few on a few extra pounds?
Well, I mean, so I just. I ate a,
okay,
I ate,
what's ate Austin?
A amount of ice cream.
We don't know yet. He had to figure out his phone. But you did. You just ate a bunch of ice cream.
I had a pint a day.
Okay. That's all right. Awesome. I like that. I like
it's not
it.
Bad.
No, it's not bad. I like it.
You didn't get very many flavors, though. I feel like you should have got 40.
No, why? Because I knew what I was doing. I've done the work, so I.
Oh.
Oscar's
went with the bacon. Wow. You're supposed to wear a t-shirt. You've already messed up the rules.
Austin, did you weigh yourself and take the picture?
Okay, so my scale looks like.
Go my now. Scale's from like 1922, so I don't know.
That thing that you have?
Here, I'm going to show you the scale that I'm using.
Is
here.
It digital at least?
No. It's a dirty, moldy scale that's like not even as big as my feet.
I don't think this has been certified by the U.S. Department of Weights and Measures. I just don't.
Right. This is getting out of hand for the listeners.
Right. They got their shirtless Oscar now.
Both decided to take the shirt off.
Oh, they're down to skivvies.
To do the way
no
in.
Shirt. Ugh. All right.
This is like me at the doctor's office when I try to check in.
It's like a wrestling match.
Oh my God. Hold on. What's the hash mark between the 200 and the 200?
I don't know. I haven't read a scale like that in a very long
time.
Take
a picture. You got to hold your phone.
Okay.
Oh, it's no.
Flipping.
Hang on.
Oh, plus right. That phone weighs.
I'm like 215.
215 from Jeff Oske ish. Could be.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy a real scale tomorrow. And
go to Walmart. Like 20
bucks. Reweigh.
Okay.
What the fuck?
All right. Let it
Can
sit.
You see that? 217.
Yep. 217. Oh, wow.
Stages. 217.8.
All right. 217.8 and 215. He's going to weigh himself tomorrow on a digital scale because we forgot about decimal points.
Yeah, he can't get the points. He's got 215 at a dash.
So it's like reading a tape measure. I am 215.
My son bought me a shirt on vacation and he got a large, so it won't fit me. Okay. And so that's my goal, is to fit in the shirt he bought me by the end of this.
I like it.
See, I also want measurements. Do you guys have the measurement tape? I have some from my mom when she sold Avon. I still keep it.
Yeah, I need to. I want to do the inches around the waist too.
Okay. Because if we do weight and you take into account inches lost,
when are we going to do that? That would be
tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll. I trust Austin that he's not going to fake anything.
Okay.
So now on to the bet.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
Did we come to an agreement on wager? Originally, $500 was on the table, and you were discussing that.
I discussed that with my girlfriend, who reminded me she hasn't had a job since March.
Okay.
And
That's fair. I think we should honor that little bit of info.
Then are we down to... You also discussed
I'm down with three. Charts. I'm down with 300.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that still enough motivation, Austin, for you?
Yes. No, Jeff, we could be doing this for nothing. I'm purely doing this just to beat you now.
Okay.
I'm incredibly petty.
You're going to fucking lose. I'll tell you that right now. Now, Austin, would you, are we going to let the two other ones bet on us? Are we going to make them tell who they believe?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, so Jess and I will have a wager against each other.
Well, unless you guys both think Austin or I is going to win.
We should probably decide odds. I believe Jeff was the favorite going into this, right?
Because according to Todd.
So many life lessons that he's learned from bad decisions.
I said that
you
he might have
an... fucking asshole, Austin. There's no handicap now, you dick.
I said, no, I think Jeff's, straight up. Jeff's a lot like me. He has an extra level of psycho, a gear that most people don't have. Needs it,
so. Yeah.
but Jess, I'm going to let you decide on which one that you want to bet with, and I'll go the other way.
Jess, you don't have to pick me. I'm just going to come out and say this. You don't have to pick me. I don't need anyone on my team for this, okay?
I think I got called out for a...
I thrive on isolation. I thrive on adversity.
Also, are we going to have a boxing match at the end?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, I don't old-timey. Know.
We got to do old-timey style.
Would you like? Yeah. Would you feel better if I picked and then you just went the other way? Or
I'll just... Oh, yeah.
Just be honest, Jess. Just see, you guys both girl. Say see? I'm going to win.
Oh, I got an idea.
I don't know who's going to win.
Jess, I'm going to put two names, one in each hand, and you're going to pick
Austin
a hand.
Is it Austin and Jeff's name?
Yeah, one is Austin.
It's Michael and Philip.
One is Jeff, and I'm gonna tell you which hand it's in, and you're just going to pick a hand. I'm going to tell you what team you're on, okay?
Right.
Right hand is stuck together because it's a post-it note, but you have Austin.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Fair.
So I have Austin. You have Austin.
Boom.
And then what are we going to go? You want to go $50, $100?
You win the money or do I win the money?
How about this? How about all of the money goes into a prize pool? Whoever wins, if Austin wins, we donate the $350 to his favorite charity. If I win, we donate the $350 to like Toys for Tots or something around Christmas time so that we help out a needy family or something.
So Jess and I will do 100. We'll do 100. So that makes it $400 and it goes to some kind of charity. It'll be close to Christmas time. You're right. So there will be a lot of
good. I feel so good about this
things we can do. Okay, great.
Are you down with that, Austin?
Yeah. That sounds good.
And what's your charity can't be crystal down at the fucking rah, rah, rah.
No.
All the proceeds go to charity. Charity. She's she dances from 2 to 7 down at the Classy Chassis. Rah, 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 wacky comedian.
So all the proceeds go to a charity, but the winner gets to decide which charity. I like it very much. Okay. This would be good. The listeners wanted involved somehow. They also wanted to compete. So right now, we obviously we have hashtag Team Oske and hashtag Team Austin. So
no one's going to know how to spell Oske.
Okay, let's go.
Team O.
Let's go hashtag Team Jeff then.
We don't want to be Team Oprah. Sorry.
Team Oprah. Team Oprah. I like that. I think I'll get more pull that way.
Team Austin or Team Oprah.
So hashtag Team Jeff, hashtag Team Austin, and support whoever you want. If you want to participate, pick a team. All right. And then you also, if you're participating in the weight loss challenge, you have to let me know by next week. You have to DM the Funtown social media accounts and let us know what team you're in, what your initial weight is, track your progress. And then there's going to be, you'll be included somehow with what we do, this like total loss from everyone.
Yeah.
It's Team Oske, total loss from everyone that's Team Austin, do an average. And then that will go toward your guys's competition. Right.
I like it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm down.
What's the end date? Like, when's the final weigh-in to see who
this
wins?
Is what's today's date? Well, this is Wednesday, which is future 21st. So why don't you want to run it 60? If you go 60 days, you could run it to like December 21st, or you want to go 45 days?
Let's do 60. Take it to the first.
Yeah, let's do the first.
December
1st. How about we meet? Going to meet up January 1st, and we're going to have a 1 mile race in our new bodies, and we're going to see who can outrun the other one.
Oh, okay. You boys. Just a mile. This is why more girls need to be
1 mile.
This is so unorganized. Are we not taking it?
Jessica, you do a spreadsheet, and you get back to us next week.
But the donations would be for Christmas time, would be kind of nice.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying if you nutted at the 21st, we still have time.
Which might still be too late for most charities to be organized.
Let me find. You know what? We're still unorganized.
Don't have to donate.
Hey, should we do this off the air? Nah, let's do it right in the middle of the fucking podcast.
You can't edit this either. For the love of God, I'm not editing any of this out.
December 16th is the deadline. You have till December 16th. That's almost 2 full months. It's almost 60 days. And that will give us enough time to get the money to a charity before Christmas time in case it's Toys for Tots or, you know.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, we should go deliver the
deal.
Gifts.
You can.
COVID style. Just, you know.
Yeah, leave them in the driveway and speed away.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I like it.
December 16th is the deadline. Pick your team now. It's hashtag Team Austin, hashtag Team Jeff. Let us know what team you're on if you're wanting to compete, because a lot of you said that you wanted the excuse to lose weight for the Christmas season anyway. So,
and if you don't want to compete, I don't blame you. Like, it's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with having more weight on.
Most do not want to, believe me. But there are a few that have reached out and said they would like to.
I do not. I am in no way, by doing this, I am in no way shaming overweight people. I'm all for it. I just am tired of not being able to see my penis.
Winner has to get rid of their mustache.
Oh,
but can I keep the beard chin? The chin beard?
You go complete Amish. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm down. Let's do that too.
So that's another thing. Man. Have to shave beard. I'm writing all this down so I don't lose it, Jess.
The loser has to wax the other one's taint.
Oh,
no, I'm out.
Hey,
I'm going to back out of that one. I'm actually going to quit the podcast.
Does anybody really win?
So official rules are there's 400. Total of $800 going to charity. The winner gets to pick what charity, and the loser has to shave their mustache.
$800.
Is that agreed to? Yeah, 300, 300, 100, 100. That's six.
I think Jeff thought Whoever wins doesn't have to put the 300 in. If I had to get a read on it,
you are right.
$500 talk.
That's even better. So it's $500. It's $500.
Yeah. $500. Yes. I still want to have a girlfriend 45 days from now.
We'll figure this out. We'll put up, I think, by Wednesday when this comes out. Like, I'll try to.
Jessica will have it figured out. She'll type out all the rules and regulations.
I'll
type out
stuff and I'll either email or text you guys, like, hey, let me know what I just made up.
Check the social media accounts. The rules will be on there.
I feel like we need something for the ladies that don't want to post their weight, maybe. Because we have a lot of ladies in. We got some lady townies, right?
Oh, yeah. And let's say you don't even, if you're playing along, you don't even have to put initial and final weight. We just trust you. Just let us know how much weight you lost.
And yeah. If you're going to follow our podcast and lie about your weight just to be part of this, then you have deeper issues.
Yeah.
And knock yourself out. If you want to lie through this whole thing, then be a piece of shit. I don't care.
I've been trying to go. So I'm not in this, but I've been going to Orange Theory more and I've been trying to work out more, run more. So
yogurt by the pound, you aren't going to lose weight. You can't keep buying it by the pound.
So the your team, your listener team, each of you, whichever one has the highest average of weight loss from your team, your supporting team, that's worth 3 pounds to you. That's an additional 3 pounds of weight loss to you. So it's not they don't totally decide the thing, but you get an extra 3 pounds.
I like that.
This is horse shit. I feel like Jeff's way more likable than I am.
Oh, dude, you were so wrong.
But
I guarantee you, you will have way more people on your team than I get on my team.
No.
I am guessing 0 to none on my team.
I'm technically Team Austin, so maybe I'll lose, you know, a good 15 pounds I need to.
I'm going
to.
Maybe everyone on Team Austin, I'm going to be sending you direct messages.
If you keep going to Orange Leaf, you aren't going to do it.
Austin, you should start doing a nooner, going live and doing workouts for everybody.
Yeah.
On the Fun Town page on Facebook.
Join my Patreon and you can get a 7 a.m. fat talk with Austin.
Oh, my God. I may do that. I may have to come out with some motivational videos.
Take over the Fun Town Facebook.
Jeff, you should get your ex-girlfriend to put a curse on Austin. Like, no, make him extra hungry.
No.
During
oh, my God.
Jeff.
Jeff. You can only do penis curses, though.
I'm going to find your
penis curses.
I'm going to find your weed guy and tell him to give you the shit that gives you the munchies. Give him some of the munchie weed.
I got a plan.
Okay.
All right. So. What? How are you going to cheat?
I'm not going to cheat.
Then tell us the plan.
No. What's your plan? You do your plan first.
Oh, to eat right, exercise, and beat your ass.
Yeah, you'll lose 5 pounds in 3 months that way.
Dude, you have no idea what a machine I am.
It was in my time of gaining weight this weekend that I realized something, that it worked pretty well. And it's because my metabolism is going to shit.
Right.
And Jeff is like 800 years older than I am, so his metabolism has got to be fucking awful.
Dude, I quit smoking. That's the only reason I gained weight. Not only am I going to start smoking again, starting the second I get off here, I'm also going to start fucking methamphetamine.
Listen,
I am winning this goddamn thing. I don't care how badly I have to treat myself.
I will sell anyone who wants to buy it my weight loss method where I lost 43 pounds in 30 days.
Now, I saw your weight loss method. It was called Be Miserable as Fuck. I'm going to pass on that.
It involves the Christian Bale diet from when he made the movie Mechanic. So you just smoke cigarettes and drink coffee. And then you slowly reduce your food over the course of a month to the last week where there's no more food. And you do a horrible MMA fighter fast. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's horrible.
I'm going to ship Jeff Graters. I'm going to have it sent to his house.
What is that?
It's ice cream.
It's delicious ice cream.
You better not. That would be horrible if you sent me free ice cream. I would be so upset with you.
I'm going to send nothing but dad flavors, too, so you're the one that has to eat them all.
Wait, what's a dad flavor?
Like pistachio or something that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say cherry cordial. I'm like, or is that a mom flavor? I'm all about it.
Those are the flavors Donnie gets, and I'm like, boo.
I was door dashing my competitors all their favorite food constantly. It was very expensive, but it was worth it. I would just constantly sending from their favorite restaurants. Mm-hmm. I would do it because they all had roommates, and I'm like, dude, they would help me coordinate it. And yeah, it was
awesome. And I would feel bad and I'd eat it because I don't want to waste the food or the money. And I'm like, dang it, it's here. Now mm-hmm. I've got to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a quarter pounder with cheese tonight and a large fry. So I feel like I'm off to a good start.
Yep. Yeah. Protein. You are. I'm about to go eat the rest of this ice cream.
You have a good amount of time too, guys. You have almost a solid 2 months, so you don't have to get crazy. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, I'm not starting until the week before.
That's what I like. Like, literally, if you starve yourself for a week, you lose more weight than if you just controlled dieted and exercise for 2 months.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please don't starve yourself, listeners.
No.
Eat a balanced
diet. No one do anything dangerous unless it's crunch time.
Yeah.
And then gloves are off. You guys do whatever you want.
Now,
fly as close to the sun as you want.
We're having weekly weigh-ins, by the way, just so you guys both know.
All right.
So every week there's a weigh-in. Have your scales ready, and we'll check in on you that way. At the end of every episode, there's a weigh-in.
I got to get a belly tape measure. Where do you get those at, Jess?
Probably Amazon. Mine was from Avon. I feel like I should just get everything and have it shipped to you.
Is it different than like they measure you for a suit?
I mean, it's basically
it's like the cloth that wraps
Joanne Fabrics.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Has them.
I need one of those.
Joanne Fabrics. All right. So this is good. This is good. You guys are going to get healthy. Whatever. We're going to raise some money for a good cause, and around Christmas time, which makes me feel good.
That I want to confirm. It's $500 and not
$500. The winner.
The is winner.
Right? Yeah. $1,200, like per listener that joins in on the fun. It's another $100 for each participant. Something like that. Is that what?
What
are you putting in the $100?
No, I'm ready to back out of this thing.
I'm sorry. No.
Tell you what. Here's what I'm willing to do. The top three Team Austin weight loss losers, I will match your combined weight loss. In a donation.
Oh, there we go. I'll do something too. I'm going to get creative with it as it goes because it's Christmas time. Got to give. But I'll come up with it on the fly as it goes along. Who knows where this ends up?
I'll invite people to go with me to Orange Theory fitness class.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, this could get weird.
Yeah, good. I think you picked the weirdest one, Jess.
Sorry.
You picked the one with the most exposure for sure.
Right.
You have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. Good job, boys. Good job, Jess. I think
we're good luck to you, Austin.
Watch on social media for Jess to organize this whole thing so you actually can understand it. That'll be coming Wednesday when this episode releases on social media, all the Fun Town accounts. So thanks for listening. Thank you for all those who follow along with this weight loss challenge, and good luck to you.
Real quick, how about instead of you have to shave your mustache, how about you have to keep that for a year? Like, I feel like that walking around with that thing on your face is way more of a punishment than having it off of your face.
Jeff, you're just mad because if you went to just a mustache, it would ruin your life. you couldn't do it. Your whole fucking life would spin out if you went to just a mustache.
Oh, I rock just a mustache like a fucking Polish prince.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Have you seen his character, the septic tank guy?
Dude, just I rock a mustache. I come from a long mustache lineage of old Polish dudes. Trust me, I got the mustache. I
mean, you have a serious stash for sure.
Dude, it's so heavy, I can seriously sweep the floor with it if I lose my broom. You it's that heavy of a stash.
You both would be pretty good in the Old West. I think you could rock it. I like mine, you can tell. Like, if I don't have the beard, the mustache gets a little too, like, German-looking-y weird.
Yeah. You kind of got, like, a Doc Holliday type mustache.
Yeah, I would have to be the more, like, pencil thing.
Clark Gable.
Yeah.
Just what kind of mustache would you want to have?
A bleached one.
Classic.
I like my mustaches the way I like my assholes.
The nookie chicken.
Bleached.
Just right there.
Yeah.
Oh, a little flavor saver.
I used to have one of those for a long time.
That's all Donnie had when I met him.
Yeah, really?
Was that part of your meth buying cover? I had like, that. Oh, yeah, this dude buys meth.
And I had just the like the little bit on the chin and let it grow out. Kind of, it was weird. It was.
I
weird
love time. That.
Yeah,
you had a big Keith Urban vibe to you.
I did. I looked. And this is stupid. I think I have a picture of a photo with my sister that incredibly looks. I mean, it looks a lot like Keith Urban, and I'll have to post it. But I literally got mistaken for Keith Urban once in a Shelbyville video store. And it was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever seen in my life. Cause I was there with my son and we were at not Blockbuster. What's the knockoff video store? That's still
family
video. So we're at a family video, just getting some movies and we're in line. And this lady walks up to me. She just keeps staring at me and she goes, "Has anybody ever told you you look a lot like Keith Urban?" And I was like, "Yeah, actually, yeah, I've heard that before." And she goes, "Of course, if you were Keith Urban, you wouldn't tell me." Like, I'm like, "Yeah." And also, Keith Urban would be at Family Video in Shelbyville. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Hand to God, I saw him right there.
Renting Practical Magic with Cole Kidman and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. He had I've
seen this girl. I got to watch all of her movies.
He had a handful of Mike and Ikes.
And then big old box. I was in the mall, and my wife at the time, she's going in shopping. I'm just like hanging out in the, you know, being a guy. And in the middle of the mall, and she gives me a pissed off, like, "Get over here real quick." And I'm like, "Oh God, what do I do now?" So I walk in there and she goes, "Will you tell them you're not Keith Urban?" And there was two girls in there. And then the one goes, "Oh, wait a minute though. She looks at the other one. She goes, "There is an impersonators convention in town. You're a Keith Urban impersonator." And I was like, "No, I'm neither of those things. I'm just trying to stay out of your store." Like, I don't fucking, it was dumb. Like,
that's dumb. Awesome.
But then it became such a game. I asked them to give me a new undercover ID under the name Keith Urban. And but it's a big like process. So they're like, we're not going to fucking go through all that to get you a new undercover ID. But how cool would that have been at places when people pulled that? I'd be like, "Actually, yes, I am."
Like, I thought he was Australian.
Yeah.
Dude, sold Keith Urban a fucking 8-ball of crystal. I saw his driver's license. Swear to God. Hand to God.
Can't fake those.
Fake them.
You got any crack, mate? Yeah,
that would be awesome. Oh my God, is that
Mike
on?
Hi, Mike. Where's your crack? Oh, blimey.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week. All the details released Wednesday on social media. Please play along if you want. And it's going to be good. It's going to be a good thing. So thanks to Austin and Noske for putting themselves through this for the sake of charity. Let's go. Hey, for you guys.
Let's do it.
All right. Other than that, we will see you guys next week. We are out.